17 minutes before the top of the hour here on Downtown. Rich Kimball with you. Those September girls and guys need to get themselves up to Alphonse Stadium this Saturday night. It is a top 10 showdown as the Towson Tigers come to town. And with more on what Maine's got to face up against, we're joined by the longtime voice of the Tigers, Spiro Morakis. Spiro, thanks for being with us.
Rich, great to be with you. Look forward to being back in Orono on Saturday.
Yeah, my goodness. This is a big game, and every time these two teams get together, it tends to be something special, some great games in the series, but even more this year with high expectations for both of these clubs.
It is. I know, like you, I'm really looking forward to Saturday night. I hope a lot of the Maine fans get on out there. I see you guys are trying to push for a record on Saturday night. That would be great.
We would love that. The record was set way back in the early 50s. I don't know who was counting. They claim 11,600. We'd be happy with 11,601, definitely.
Yeah, well, it would be great. It'd be a great atmosphere. But like you said, you know, two teams that came in with high expectations. And so far, for the Tigers, 2-0. And I know you guys had a tough one last week down at Georgia Southern.
Sure did. Let's talk about the 2-0 start and obviously the most impressive win, a really hard-fought battle against the Citadel. Can you talk a little bit about that matchup?
Yeah, it was a game. Towson led the entire way, and then the Citadel scored with 3:31 to go in the football game to take a 21-20 lead. And talking with Rob Ambrose after the game, he said to me, he says, defense came off the field on the sideline. The offense was like, no big deal. We got 3:30 to go. We're going to win this thing. And they went straight down the field, scored a touchdown with a minute 20 to go, and the defense held up the final 80 seconds, and they walked out of there with a tough 28-21 victory. And, again, you saw it last week with Georgia Southern. When you play a team with a funky offense, you know, it's tough. And they run that triple option, which most of the military academies do. And they gash you for a lot of yardage, but it's tough to judge your defense because of that. Last week against North Carolina Central, which plays, you know, a standard pro offense, the defense looked great.
Well, how much, too, Spiro, or have we moved past it, how much is it in the back of the Towson players' mind what happened against Duquesne in the playoffs last year?
Oh, that has stuck in everybody's craw, not just the players, but the coaches, the radio announcer, everybody. It took a long time to get over that. For those who don't know, and not to make excuses because both teams had to play in it, but we played in an absolute monsoon that day last year. I mean, I have never seen rain that hard during a football game. And it took away a lot of the effectiveness that Tom Flacco has because he couldn't get his footing and he couldn't do what Tom Flacco can do, which is be a dual threat, running and throwing the football.
Well, let's talk about Tom Flacco. We were chatting with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports earlier this hour. You've got at Towson two of the top, I think, offensive players in all of FCS football. First, Tom Flacco, what is it that he brings to the table?
First off, the coaches would tell you his leadership. And, you know, it's his second year in the program, so he has a much broader grasp of the offense right now. And I know he, even at the Citadel, where he threw for 328 yards, told me after the game, he says, I didn't play very well. He says, I need to clean this up. Last week, the defense did a lot of damage, and the offense did what they had to do, and Tom only played three quarters and threw for 225. So I think they're trying for him not to run as much as he did last year. I mean, they still want him to when the opportunity presents itself. He rushed for, you know, 700 yards last year. They don't want Tom Flacco throwing his body around that much this season. So you're going to see more of the second guy that I'm sure you're going to ask me about, Shane Simpson.
Absolutely, who's dangerous every time he touches the ball.
Correct, and he touches it three different ways. As a running back, as a punt returner, and as a kick returner, they've limited his carries the last couple of weeks because it's a long season, you know, playing 12 games this year. And Rob doesn't want to get them all busted up early on in the season, although I think we're going to see Shane carry the ball more this week than we have in the first 2 weeks.
You've also got a pretty good receiver core and some guys that we remember from last year, starting with a guy who's got eight catches through the first couple of games, Shane Leatherbury.
Shane was first-team All-CAA, and he's kind of the security blanket for Tom Flacco. He's the guy that he'll go to when he can't find anybody else. He knows where Shane's going to be at all times. But what they've added, Jabari Allen also is back from last year, and he had a very good sophomore season. But they've added two other wide receivers this year, Daniel Thompson and Darius Street. Street's a transfer from Pitt. And I have one of the coaches who's been there a long, long time tell me that this is the deepest wide receiving core we have ever had at Towson. Throw in Ryan Rutkowski as a fifth receiver. And Tom Flacco, for the first 2 weeks, Rich, has completed passes to 12 different receivers.
Wow.
That's in two games. So he threw to 9 different guys against the Citadel, and he threw to 10 different guys last week, 12 overall. So he's got a lot of weapons.
What we saw from Flacco last year, Spiro, is that he's got a good arm. He's a heck of a quarterback, a heck of a passer, but he's just so difficult to bring down. I can't think how many times last year it looked like Maine had him in the grasp and would get a sack, and the next thing you know, somebody's going 25 yards downfield.
Unfortunately, Rich, you and I are old enough to remember Fran Tarkenton.
Yes, we are.
That is the closest that I can describe Tom. He just has that innate sense of when a guy is about to get to him, and he has this escapability that you just go, wow, how'd he get away from them? And he knows that this week is going to be the best defense he'll probably face all year because they are aware of how good this Maine defense is.
We're talking with Spiro Marakis, the voice of the Towson Tigers. It would be way too simple to say, oh, it's Maine's tough defense against Towson's high-powered offense. Well, Maine's offense has been a little better so far this year, and the Towson defense has been better as well, especially effective so far against the pass, allowing just 97 yards through the first couple of games. What's the key to the defense this year for the Tigers?
They've got some new players up front, and they are using 7 to 8 different defensive linemen to try to keep everybody fresh. They just had an addition last week, Ronald Johnson, who was a transfer from Michigan, just became eligible last week. And they think that he is really, really going to add to this defensive line. The linebackers are solid. Robert Hayward is a first-team All-CAA preseason. They did lose Ricky DeBerry, a transfer from Oklahoma. He is out this week. He injured his knee against the Citadel, and I'm not sure when or if he's going to return this year. But his replacement, Christian Dixon, played a great game the other night. I would say, Rich, that the linebackers may be the strength of this defense. So they've got 4 outstanding linebackers. They went to a 3-4 this year with a new defensive coordinator. So the front 7 is tough. I think the 4 linebackers probably the strength of this defense.
Well, it looks on paper like a very evenly matched game. What do you think the difference will be between these two?
Turnovers. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. I just think whoever doesn't turn the ball over is probably going to win the game. But, I mean, you know, we talked about Tom Flacco. What about Ferguson? I mean, this guy's going to shatter every Maine passing record, isn't he?
If he keeps it up the way he started this season, yes, indeed.
So, I can't wait for Saturday night.
Well, it's going to be a great matchup. It always is when these two get together. At 7 o'clock, Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field. Hopefully, a record crowd on hand. Spiro, it's always great to talk with you. Travel safe, my friend, and we'll see you up there on Saturday.
Thank you, Rich. Look forward to it.